And a very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Zach the Rascal Mir. I nearly forgot my name. Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date is the 17th of September. We are here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sports live from the heart of London. The purpose is to make you money through thought-provoking ideas, and we have plenty of them. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading, but of course, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose.
We haven't talked about average earnings in the UK, unemployment report.
We have to go on to the economics of the day. So all sorts of data came in a little while back, which I'm going to try and remind us of. This is all there around.
It was the Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee minutes.
Yeah, so the minutes there, a few headlines there, mounting evidence of Eurozone weakness, but no material effect on the UK from the Ukraine and the Middle East, which is interesting.
I like the heading. So we found out that the unemployment has fallen to 6.2%.
Yes.
I think you said it was the sharpest rise since 1988, when we were a lot younger.
Sharpest
fall since 1988.
Yes, exactly. So that is there's no excuse whatsoever for interest rates to be kept down on the basis of employment data, which was the first criteria of Mr. Carney. He said that when an unemployment falls below 7%, we'll raise rates. Now they're 6.2%.
Indeed.
How wrong can you get it? Or how wrong can a strategy be?
Well, they're also assuming that wage inflation is not going to pick up, which I think is insanity. That breaks the fundamental rule of economics that supply and demand will affect the price. And if the supply of labour gets restricted, and at 6.2% unemployment it's beginning to do so, then the price of that labour will go up. And the best headline I find is, what does it say? It says, minority saw early wage rises going to, here we go, minority saw risk of wage growth will pick up sharply. And at the moment, you know, we know the Bank of England slashed its forecast for wage growth for this year. They don't think it's going to happen. At 6.2% unemployment, I think wage growth, and I wrote about this in the Times about 10 days ago, wages are going to start to pick up. And at that point, you cannot ignore the fact that rates are way, way too low.
Well, my theory, which I'll disagree
on this.
Just before we go to a break, so there's no punch up. But I think that there's a lot of immigration from the Eurozone, and I think that's keeping
wages low.
But we'll have to ponder that on another occasion. We'll be back after the break.